Are you fucking coming or not? Well, you're not getting to enjoy your drink or me unless you follow me. Or you can stay out here looking confused. Your choice. God, I cannot believe the fucking nerve of you. You show up here where I work, and then out of all the cocktails available, you fucking order me? Sure. Pretend not to know me. I get it. That makes it easier, right? If it makes you feel better, you can pretend that we're strangers. You are fucking unbelievable. You know what? It doesn't matter. Do you know why? Because I'm a professional. You wanted dark and stormy. You're getting her. Here's your fucking drink, by the way. So, I want to be perfectly clear about something, yeah? Once we start, I'm not stopping. I mean it. I do a very thorough job. We're not stopping until you come or you can't take it anymore. If you beg sweetly, I might end early. Maybe. But probably not. This is your last chance to change your mind. You're showing a little bit of courage tonight. I'll give you that at least. Time to get you undressed. No, don't bother. I'll do it. No time to waste. I'm horny as fuck. I always edge myself a little bit before I start work. Why? That's kind of a stupid question. So I can be sharp, angry, violent. But don't worry. I won't have any trouble doing that with you. That smirk disappeared pretty quickly, didn't it? All that false confidence is just fading away. Now you're starting to understand. Now, be a good little fuck toy and lie down. Grab the bedpost, one with each hand. Good. At least you can follow instructions when you try. Oh, you didn't expect that. Did you think I was going to let your filthy hands wander all over my body? Well, maybe I will, if you're good. I'm sweet when I have to be, but otherwise, I live up to my reputation. I take what I want, and right now, what I want is to ruin that arrogant face. Don't you dare smile up at me. I know you like this kind of treatment, but that doesn't mean you get to show it. Hide your shame a little better, okay, honey? Besides, I've got a better use for that mouth than smirking. I'm going to ride your face, and you're going to get me off. Got it? You owe me for what you put me through. Pretend all you want, but we both know what you did. You're lucky. I'm doing this for you and not having your ass thrown out in the street. But I have a reputation to uphold, and I don't want you telling anyone that you didn't get enough pain. Or pleasure. You do know how to use that smart mouth, though. Did you just whimper? Oh my god, you're so into this. You really get off on being smothered between my thighs, don't you? You're such a cute little pervert. Oh, look. You're practically dripping, and I haven't even touched you yet. Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. So long as you're a good little fuck toy, and get me off. Keep going. Like that. Don't stop. Keep hitting that spot. Yes. But I'm not coming like this. Not yet. Now let's talk about how you're going to make things up to me. I'm going to get on that gorgeous cock and ride every drop of cum out of you. I want you to listen closely to me. However, this is very important. If you come before I do, there will be consequences. I'll fucking leave you here, and I'll go back outside and tell your friend that you left out the back and caught an Uber. The room is soundproof. They can't hear you out there. You'll be found tomorrow, of course, but it will give you a nice, long time to learn your lesson. Do we understand one another? Crazy? Crazy? How dare you call me that? You don't get to call me anything but maybe mistress. You got that? Now, do we fucking understand one another? Good. I'm getting on that cock. Do you know why I wear this leather bustier and the leggings? I mean, obviously I look good in it. I'm a sexy little nightmare. The shiny buckles and little spikes and buttons serve a different purpose too. When I'm riding or getting ridden, they bruise and gouge and hurt and they leave marks. You're going to remember me long after you leave. I'm going to be gouged into you, and every time you see one of my love marks, you'll shiver a little and think of how good I was. Fuck. This is so good. God damn it. I'm so close. So fucking close. I need both of your hands on me. Shut up and hold still. I'm unlocking you. Now behave yourself. Hey! God damn it, you fucker! He can't just flip me on my back like... Yes. No, 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 I won't say that. Are you fucking nuts? Oh, are you angry? Are you gonna show me who's boss? Fuck! I can't believe you did that. Fine, you're in charge. Just don't stop. Oh, fuck. You're being so rough. You're going to leave bruises. I wasn't complaining. I just never expected it from you. You know how to work a girl up. Yes. I'm close. Do you want to come with me? Please. I need to feel you feeling me. I need it. Yes. Fuck. Yeah. Just like that. Yeah. Let me come off your cock. Yeah. Okay, wow. That was a lot of fun. You're being pretty quiet. Are you all right? No, everything's fine. I'm not going to hurt you or anything. Did you think I was actually crazy? Well, good. That's kind of what I do. Everyone knows that crazy pussy is incredible, but dealing with the baggage can be difficult and sometimes life-threatening. So, I give you the dark and stormy experience. You get a wild ride, good company, and you come very hard. And then, you get to go home, no worse for wear. All of the fun of the Yandere girlfriend without the risk of serious bodily injury. Well, you might have a few bruises and bite marks, but let's be honest. You're going to look at those later and smile, aren't you? Oh, I know you'll be back, baby. I always know. Now that you've had a sip, you're hooked, right? And of course, I'll remember you when you come back. Didn't I say you looked familiar after all? Come on, get dressed. I'll take you back to the bar.